Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Democrats investigating whether President Trump obstructed justice may start calling witnesses who have never worked in the Trump White House.
Politico congressional reporter Kyle Chaney is on our news line. So, Kyle, explain this latest strategy.
Sure. So the Democrats in the House have been blocked at every turn trying to call in these central witnesses that Special Counsel Mueller interviewed. So they're saying, and partly because the White House says, look, these people worked for the president. They are subject to executive privilege. You can't call them. So now Democrats are saying, why don't we look at some of those witnesses who were key witnesses for Mueller, who never worked in the White House, so they can't use that same argument. That's people like former Governor Chris Christie, former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski, people like that, who the Democrats may come to next.
But even if they never actually worked in the White House, if the president spoke with them, can he still claim privilege?
Well, this is going to be the hotly disputed argument here, is because it's been traditionally understood that that is not something that can necessarily be subject to executive privilege. But the White House has already started laying the legal analysis, legal argument down that said, well, the president, if he spoke to anyone about a strategy, that should have the expectation of confidentiality, too. So should be subject to executive privilege. So we may see this go to court like everything else has and become a big legal fight.
Kyle, some Democrats think the party should back off on the idea of impeachment, concentrate on the election. Are there fears this new strategy to target White House outsiders might backfire?
You know, I guess there's some concern that, one, this is an effort by Democrats to look like they're gaining ground without really getting anywhere because they've been stymied at every turn. This is also going to go to court and they can lose. And this could change the way Congress accesses information in the future and narrows their ability to get information. So there's a lot of risks in pursuing it as well.
Kyle, thank you. That's Kyle Chaney at Politico.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.